This is Ozarks at Large. Earlier this year, we marked a notable milestone for our Furman Garner Performance Studio at the Carver Center for Public Radio. Of all the instruments that have been captured in our studio, we hadn't yet recorded a performance of the oud. That was until oud master Rahim Alhaj came to Fayetteville. He performed at the Faulkner Performing Arts Center in Fayetteville, a performance that was a partnership between the University of Arkansas Music Department and the House of Songs. While he was in Northwest Arkansas, Rahim spent part of a morning talking with and performing for Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. One of the pieces he performed was a collaboration written that week with local fiddler Michael Shembry.
Morning in Bentonville, right? Thank you.
That was incredible. That was incredible.
Isn't that beautiful?
Now, you mentioned that you've composed music with R.E.M., with Bill Frisell. How difficult is it to take a traditional instrument or a traditional sounding instrument like the oud and put it into a more modern context?
It's not really difficult. It's easy because we go back to the same argument, is that what that means sound. You know, an instrument, if you think about it, it's the whole world they brought this instrument. For example, this oud, it's 5,000 years ago. Invented like it's in Sumerian time. I mean, the guitar, the sitar, the lute, the European lute, this came from the oud, right? So music has been traveled from continent to another continent with the necessity of being exist or surviving. So when the peoples move, they move what with them? They bring their food, their culture, their sound, they call it, the music. And then when they integrate with other or interact with others, that's when we bring something else. Look, the oud, when this the same guy, he an Iraqi guy, Ziryab, who is a phenomenal genius oud player, who escaped Baghdad and went to Spain, right? Mm-hmm. And he lived there, and then they developed this lute. And that's what they bring in their different color. And then from the lute, it became the guitar, and the guitar and sitar and banjo and all so forth. Mm-hmm. So that's in the category of an instrument. Now, if the sound, like you said, the traditional, I don't really call it traditional because traditional is a very bad word to describe music because people make music. And then after a while, they keep doing it for a period of time, it becomes as a tradition, as a concept, right? It's like something like you cannot move from to. And that's, we have stories all over the world. If you think of Beethoven, for example, the late quartet of his, it was so modern in music. That's what John Cage and Philip Glass have been doing. It's like he's talking about 300 years ago. And in fact, when he composed all this the string quartet, they said, hey, we don't need to play that because it's so difficult and so weird for their ear. Like, even that kind of stuff. I mean, all his work, latest work, actually, when he got deaf, it was something absolutely weird to that time and still weird to this time and still difficult to play. Now, for me as a composer, I think it's just beautiful to see Bill Frisell and to see R.E.M. and to see, you know, the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. And I'm talking about Native American, for example. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, how do you get the sound of Native American? What has to do with Iraq and Native American? But that's anything to do is the sound and similarity of our human being, that we share the same destiny, right? Mm-hmm. We need human being. We have the same need. And yes, we have different color, but our need is absolutely the same, right? We need to create music, we need to make family, and we need to be peace and love and compassion to the world.
Now, the oud is an instrument that you have studied for a long time. You started studying it as a young boy.
Yes.
What led you to pick up that instrument in particular?
Oh, actually, it's a beautiful story. I remember when I was in the second grade, and my teacher, who's not a musician, actually, he's an Arabic teacher, he used to bring his oud to us and play for us some songs. And I saw this oud. I was fascinated by the sound of it. And, you know, in Middle East and Arab world specifically, teacher is like a god. You can't look at him in the eye. You can't just... Not like here, it's like, hey, dude, you know, this is easy. So I was courageous enough to ask him if I can just touch this instrument. And he said, be careful, say yes. So I reached my hand and I put it in the oud and I was like, wow, this is like smooth wood. And like, wow, it's like electricity came in all my body. And I was so happy. In fact, I remembered vividly that time period. I couldn't sleep. I was so happy. And the next day or whatever it is, I remember, and he brought his instrument, and I said, can I touch it again? Because the feeling was so beautiful. And he said, would you like to play it? I said, of course. So it was the oud, Iraqi oud, big. We call this traditional oud. It's bigger than me, actually. But I imitate him. I put my right hand to the string, and my left hand to the fingerboard, and I drummed something. I remember... something like that, and he freaked out. And he said, wow, you are a musician, take it. And he said, oh, wait, it's not yours until you be able to play it. And he started teaching me like some scales, like major and minor. Mm-hmm. And the next day I was playing something absolutely blow his mind. And I have the instrument. And I started playing it since then. And by 13, I went to Fine Arts Institute in Baghdad. It was called the High Education of Music. And I studied with the most genius oud player in the 20th century, Munir Bashir. And we toured the world, actually, together. Mm. And started composing. In fact, the first composition, I mean, serious composition when I was 13. And when the national, they call it national youth composers in Iraq. And since then, I've been playing music, and that's it. I'm disabled, like my wife said. I do not know anything in life except playing the oud, really.
Well, would you mind playing one more to end with?
Fine, no, of course, no. If you have time, if you have the time, I would love more than happy to do it. It's long, except that this piece is long. I make it short as much as I can, so. Thank you.
That was oud master Rahim Alhaj performing inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF earlier this year. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. You can find out more about his music at rahimalhaj.com. And this is a Friday edition of Ozarks at Large.